think it's very unfair in the position to say you're not leading anymore.
Oh, yeah, I know. We didn't sail very well last night. We misjudged our speed and height, and we sailed just a few degrees to go, well, if we'd have left a few degrees, we'd have gained a lot more speed.
How are you feeling?
Good. It's really fun. It's really different from the last transit I did.
Okay, cheers.
We just had a Snapchat on our finicky guy explode, and let the finicky guy start a bit of a mission to recover everything and repack and change boats around and send the finicky off again.
Just tell me a bit about when you got the lead, because you, after saying that you were going to be very conservative, you were kind of out on your own. Can you just talk me through to what the thinking was?
Well, the thinking was that with quite a long time, one was the most important thing was to get into the little band of trade winds of northeasterly, which was just off the coast of Africa, just north of the Canaries. And it was that wind which was going to take us to the waypoint. And the first boat into that wind was going to be the first boat out into the Atlantic. And so our objective was basically to do whatever we could to get south as quickly as possible. And there were various obstacles along the way. There was Cape Finisterre, which had a big no-wind zone underneath. Behind it, because we came along in the easterly, so you couldn't cut the corner and just head south straight away. And then the second obstacle was kind of a dead low pressure that had been hanging around off the coast of Portugal that crossed our path, and that's what engulfed Nico Trousseau and Jean-Luc Camp. They went too close to the coast, and the low kind of stopped on top of them. And so we stayed a little bit off the coast on purpose to try and sneak around the outside of that low and to get south as quickly as possible, but to stay east as much as possible so that we hit the new northeasterlies of Africa as quickly as possible. The other objective to stay east was to not get too stuck in the ridge of high pressure which was pushing up from the Canaries, which is what slowed down the little group who were just the west of us from Populaire and Brita. And so we managed to wriggle our way through and sneak out just in front of them.
But you were on your own. You must have been getting slightly cold feet, weren't you?
Yeah, but I don't think we were alone. It's kind of one of those things where we had our option. Everyone had their option. We all knew what the objective was and what everyone's objective was. And it really was a case of because we're dealing with the dying low pressure systems and the ridges of high pressure, which aren't necessarily exactly what the group file shows you. No one's routing software is going to exactly give the perfect answer. And so I think everyone has doubt about how they were going to come out. And so no, we weren't sure of ourselves at all until things kind of move forward, and we realised that we were actually going to hit the strong winds first, and then we knew we'd sneak out in front. But even then, it's frustrating because we got out in front, and then as we approached the Canaries, and obviously the wind dropped, and so we knew that it would all concertina back up again, and that the little four guys behind us would actually be quite close.
So just describe the conditions at the moment, because it looks like you're in some fantastic trade wind weather at the moment.
Yeah, it's great. There's between 20 and 25 knots of quite north-northeasterly. And so last night we actually loved slightly from, we went to Dwanik, so it was pretty full on. Unfortunately we had to put oil skins on. But no, it's idyllic sailing. Really right from the start. We haven't had anything nasty, and anything that's been physically quite difficult has been spinnaker reaching, which is just so much fun that you don't mind if it's a bit hard work or you get wet. So I know it's good. And last night, full moon, clear sky, we're really kind of quite close to the high pressures, so there's not the kind of traditional trade ring towers all the time. They disappear at night when the high pressure manages to push them away. And so it's clear skies, full moon, you can see the waves, perfect sailing. You can see the flying fish flying over the top of your head. it was very nice.
And presumably you have to...
The fact that we got caught up and overtaken, but in a way it's kind of stressful when you're 10 miles ahead of three really good boats with 2,500 miles to go. You're like, oh no, we're going to be chased for ages. Armel's calling us at the moment on the VHF, and he's just next to us, we're in the sight beat for now.
Oh, fantastic.
And he must have seen us have our Spinnaker episode, so he's probably calling us.
And how did it feel when you pulled into the lead of a Figaro race for the first time in your career?
No, it's cool. It's great to be in lead and to be ahead of some great Figaro sailors as well. It's brilliant. And for an English person for once to be in the lead of a very French race, that's quite cool as well. Gerard was talking on the radio on the VHF as we were approaching the waypoint. And Gerard Vignard was joking with Armel and Jose. He said, oh, you guys have got no chance. You haven't got a dick on board. This is a girl's race, this one.
And so looking ahead, Sam, I mean, it looks like you got this. It's going to be like this for days to come, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like a real classic trade wind situation. I think it'll probably drop a bit. It won't be quite such yee-haw and big surf later on the other kind of in a couple of days' time. Normally we should be on this jive for another couple of days, and then it will get tactical again, and we'll see if the boats that manage to soak gain anything when we actually have to jive south, and it will be the game of how fast has to go and who dares jive first.
But at the moment it's a bit of a drag race.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit of a drag race with bits of like last night where we should have sailed higher, and so it's kind of drag race with kind of a bit of speed matching going on every day.
Brilliant. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's much fun, and it's just so different physically. I cannot believe how hard the Jack Bab was on after me. No, and I'm doing sailing this race, and for sure every race is tiring because you don't get much sleep, because you're pushing the boat really hard, but physically there's no comparison. To be able to just, if you want to change a sail, change it. Like just then when the snapshot will broke on the spinnaker, it's not a real drama because you just drop it, fix everything and tuck it back up again, and everything is simple and easy and lightweight. In that respect, it's a pretty good fun because it really is down to options and tactics and sailing the boat and trimming and kind of, it's not weight training, it's sprinting.
Yeah, so it sounds like it's proper racing.
Yeah, no, it's full on, it's proper racing, and that's quite stressful. You can't relax. Now we're in sight of Britair, so... Which is actually really good. We've actually got Dad, we've got a boat next to us, because we realised that we were missing a bit of our feeling for what angle to sail, and Armel is probably one of the best oceanic Figaro sailors, and he's got a really good idea of the trade with them. So we're quite happy to try and hook on to them and see if we can match the speed.
So are you getting enough sleep?
Just about. Probably not quite, but we've got just a little electrical gremlin going on at the moment, so I'm trying to sort out a speedo that doesn't work. It's really annoying when you don't have your speedo because you don't have any wind information really yet. So
the whole instruments have gone down, have they?
No, not all the instruments. I've just got a problem with our speedo, but we only got one, and the system we have, you can't just switch over onto speed over the ground. You have to. There's a bit of electrical work to do to fix that. So yeah. That'll be a bit less sleep and a bit more jobs on the list to do.
A bit more soldering iron time.
Hopefully not soldering iron. Hopefully just deconfiguring and reconfiguring it, and a few connections, but I hope it's not soldering on, otherwise everyone will have to get worried, I think, if I get on those.
Brilliant. Well, look, Sam, congratulations. We're all following you, and there's a huge amount of interest in now that you're leading. So, keep up the good work, and send my best to Romac.
Thank you.